Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. A long night at the Beckman Sports Complex last night saw the Hawks get a split with the number 9 team in Class 3A, the Clippers of Clear Creek Cabana. Game 1 was a close one until the top of the 6th inning when Clear Creek Cabana scored 15 runs as they closed it out in the bottom half of the 6th, winning 20-5. Via the 15-run rule, the Clippers drew 16 free passes, 11 walks, and 5 hit batters. The Hawks taking just 2 walks and only had 5 hits in a game that lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes. The nightcap was a different story. It was all WD as they won 10-0 in 6 innings. A great effort by Connor Funk as he picks up his 3rd win of the year, moving to 3-2, holding CCA to just 4 hits, stranding 7 runners, striking out 7 batters, and only walking 1. Kyle Cole came in to close things out in the bottom of the 6th inning. That game lasted 2 hours and 16 minutes. The Hawks improved their record to 22-10 overall, 7-8 in home games, 12-8 in WAMAC conference contests. In other coverage area WAMAC play from last night, Beckman swept Maquoketa at home on Jink Field, 10-0 in game 1, 11-1 in the nightcap. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, Starmont beat Central City 10-6. Stars over Central City in the second game, 9-4. In RVC play, 10-0 win for Cascade at home, facing Wilton. In coverage area softball, North Lynn and Benton Community split. Benton Community winning game 1, 3-2. The Lynx took the second game, 1-0. In the TRC, Maquoketa Valley was swept by East Buchanan in Winthrop. Buccaneers winning Game 1, 7-1, Game 2, 11-3. In the RVC, Anamosa was topped by West Liberty at home, 4-2. It was Cascade losing to Wilton, 8-1. In the MVC, Western Dubuque fell to Dubuque Hempstead twice, losing 8-3 and 2-1. Turning back to baseball, the postseason pairings have been released for Class 1A and 2A schools from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Starting in Class 2A Substate Number 4, Starmont will take on Sumner Fredericksburg in Jessup at 5 o'clock on the first night of postseason play for baseball. That's Saturday, July 2nd. That's District Number 7 and District 8. Beckman and Monticello will both receive first-round byes. Beckman will take on the winner of Waukon and Clayton Ridge on Tuesday night, the 5th. Monticello will hook up with the winner of MFL Marmac or Postville on that same Tuesday night at Jink Field in Dyersville in a part of a doubleheader. In 2A Substate Number 5, Cascade will receive a first-round bye. They'll open up on Tuesday the 5th at 7:30, hosting at American Legion Ballpark against the winner of Northeast and Tipton. The Cougars are in District 9, Anamosa in District Number 10. They will take on the winner of West Liberty and Winfield Mount Union at 5 o'clock on Tuesday the 5th down at Iowa City Regina. In Class 1A Substate Number 4, Maquoketa Valley will travel down to Easton Valley as they'll take on Midland at 7 o'clock on July 2nd. In 1A Substate Number 5, North Lynn will entertain Springville at 5 o'clock on the 2nd. Class 1A Substate Number 3, Edco will host Central City at 7 o'clock on the 2nd. And East Buchanan will travel up to Dunkerton to take part in a July 2nd game starting at 7 o'clock. Staying with the baseball theme, switching to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, Calvin Harris and the Ole Miss Rebels defeated Arkansas 2-0 Thursday in a winner-take-all elimination game to advance to face Oklahoma for the national championship beginning on Saturday. The Rebels in the College World Series Championship Series for the first time in program history. Ole Miss was the last at-large team selected in the NCAA tournament field, but has made the best of it, going 8-1 in the postseason. The Rebels are now 2 wins away from the first national championship the program has ever won. To Hawkeye men's basketball news, former standout Keegan Murray was selected by the Sacramento Kings with the 4th overall selection of the 2022 NBA draft held last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Murray, who was in attendance and was first congratulated by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, became the program's 9th first-round pick and first in 24 years since Ricky Davis was drafted in 1998. Murray's selection at number 4 is the highest selection by a Hawkeye in program history. Downtown Freddie Brown was picked with the 6th overall selection by Seattle back in 1971. He is Iowa's first top 10 selection since Ronnie Lester was selected number 10 by Portland back in 1980. Murray was the first Big Ten player selected last night. He became the 57th Iowa men's basketball player to be taken in the NBA draft and the 22nd Hawkeye to be selected in the top 2 rounds. Murray is the 3rd Hawk to be drafted in the last 2 seasons. In Major League Baseball from yesterday, Cleveland was blanked by Minnesota 1-0. Seattle got by Oakland 2-1. It was the Yankees 7, Houston 6, Baltimore over the White Sox 4-0. In the National League, the Cubs lose again to the Pirates 8-7. It was the Reds falling to the Dodgers 10-5. The Braves over the Giants 7-6. The Marlins beat the Rockies 3-2. It was the Cardinals falling to the Brewers 6-4. And the Phillies get by the Padres 6-2. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.